Hey, everyone, and welcome to another deep dive.
It's great to be here.
Today, we're looking at a property, one you might be considering.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of potential, this one.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So we're talking about a piece of land in Kenya.
Okay.
Gimu Estate, to be specific.
Gimu Estate.
Part of Athi River in Machakos County.
Gotcha.
Now it's a vacant rectangular plot, measures about 0.0168 hectares.
Right, so not huge.
Not massive, no, but location, right?
Yeah, that's key.
And this one's got it's right by the Defdiathi River interchange on Mombasa Road.
Ah, Mombasa Road.
You know that major highway connecting Nairobi to Mombasa?
Of course, yeah, big and one.
That interchange is a game changer. I mean, just 150 meters from that major, artery of Kenyan trade and travel.
Right, and Crystal River's mall, just a hop away.
Oh, wow.
Like 1.2 kilometers.
So you've got location checked.
Yeah.
What else?
What makes this property really stand out, make it special? Well, it's right in the heart of a buzzing commercial hub.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of foot traffic, tons of businesses, customers ready to spend money.
Yeah, and power is readily available there.
Oh, that's huge.
It's a big plus for any business you can imagine.
Saves a lot of headaches down the line, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Time, money, everything.
Plus, the whole area is booming with residential development.
Yeah.
More and more people moving in, which means more demand for goods and services.
Yeah.
Always good for an investor.
It's like you're catching a wave right as it's about to crest.
Absolutely.
Now, one thing that really jumps out to me is the visibility.
Mm-hmm.
The property's got prime frontage on Mombasa Road.
Can't beat that.
You don't see that every day.
No, you don't. Imagine the exposure every single day, potential customers driving by. It's like having this giant billboard announcing your presence.
So let's brainstorm for a second.
Okay.
What are some initial ideas for this property? Could we just lease it as is?
Well, you could. Definitely an option.
Yeah.
You're probably looking at, maybe 15,000 to 25,000 shillings per month.
Okay.
But are we really maximizing? I don't know.
Right. Are we leaving money on the table?
Yeah. What if we had some value before leasing?
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Strategic thinking.
Exactly.
Got to maximize that return on investment.
All right. So first thing.
Yeah.
Let's capitalize on that power, that readily available power.
Okay.
We could install a 3-phase electricity supply.
Uh-huh.
And that would make it really attractive for businesses, like welding fabricators, car washes. Maybe even light construction material manufacturers.
Okay, those are all.
They need that reliable power.
Businesses that would need that 3-phase.
Exactly, and we can give it to them.
So what kind of rent increase could we expect with that upgrade?
Well, you could probably push rent to at least 35,000 shillings per month.
Hmm.
Maybe even more.
Depending on the tenant, yeah.
Of course, yeah, it depends.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Good.
What else can we do?
Well, our research shows that Gimu has a water shortage.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit of a challenge, but also an opportunity.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we could solve a problem
and
create a business at the same time.
Exactly. By installing a borehole, we could provide a vital service to businesses, residents.
Okay.
People are paying for water.
Right.
You're just offering a more, convenient and reliable source.
Like sense.
We're talking potentially an additional 40,000 to 50,000 shillings per month.
Wow.
From the borehole alone.
So turning that weakness into a strength?
Absolutely.
Okay. And we can't ignore that visibility.
Right.
That highway frontage.
I knew you'd go there.
What about leveraging that?
Yeah.
What about a billboard mast?
Perfect. Capitalize on that visibility.
Yeah.
Pure gold, I tell you.
Passive income.
Yeah.
Money working for you while you sleep. What kind of income potential are we looking at for a billboard mast in this location?
Well, if you lease it to an advertising agency, you're probably looking at, 25,000 to 40,000 shillings per month.
Okay.
But there's also the option of licensing.
Wait, licensing the mast?
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
How does that work?
Well, with licensing, you're basically providing the infrastructure, and then the licensee, they handle the advertising side.
Okay, so it's more hands-off for me.
Yeah, a little bit more hands-off.
And what kind of figures are we talking about with licensing?
Well, you could be looking at, a jump to 75,000 to 90,000 shillings per month.
Wow, that's a big jump.
It is. But of course,
more upfront investment.
Yeah, a little more upfront investment to get that mast operational.
So many possibilities with this property.
Yeah, there really are.
Now, I remember we had that survey.
Right.
About the types of businesses in Gimu.
Yeah, that's a gold mine, that survey.
Let's break it down.
All right, so first thing that jumps out, tons of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Formal and informal, just a ton of them.
Yeah.
And that points to, you know, a lot of commercial energy in the area.
So it's not just residential. It's a place where people
work there. They shop.
Yeah.
They spend money.
They're spending.
It's not just people living there.
Okay. What else?
Well, look at the types of businesses. Mm-hmm. We see groceries, restaurants, service businesses.
Yeah.
So that indicates a strong consumer base.
Yeah.
Money to spend.
A captive audience there in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood, yeah.
What else does the survey tell us?
Well, there's a high concentration of hardware stores.
Okay.
Construction material vendors.
That makes sense with all that residential development.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Yeah.
The market's ripe for expansion.
Mm-hmm.
People need housing.
We're not just riding the wave. We're helping to build it.
Exactly.
Now, there was a fascinating case study in the survey about container parks in Gimu.
Ah, yes, the container parks.
Yeah.
Very popular in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Converted cargo containers, essentially, used as shops.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Many of them have low occupancy rates.
Interesting.
Despite affordable rents.
That doesn't seem to add up.
It doesn't, does it?
What would that be?
Well, the survey found that many of these parks struggle with unreliable water and electricity.
Oh, okay.
You remember our discussion?
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
These container parks are facing
the exact challenges.
The exact challenges that we can solve.
Precisely.
With this property.
You got it.
So we're not just entering a market.
You're filling a gap.
Filling a gap.
Yeah.
This is incredibly promising.
It is.
But we need to talk about potential risks.
Yeah, of course.
Every investment has them.
Absolutely. Crucial to be aware of the potential downsides and to have strategies to mitigate those risks.
So what are the main risks we need to consider?
Well, let's start with economic and market risks.
Okay.
You know, unforeseen changes in the economic environment, new taxes, maybe a particular business fails, things we can't really control.
Right. So how do we mitigate those risks?
Well, thorough market research is paramount. You know, we need to understand supply and demand dynamics in Gimu.
Okay.
Analyze the financials of each improvement.
Right.
You know, really think through the business models.
So not just guessing.
No guessing.
We're making data-driven.
Calculated decisions. Data-driven, exactly.
Okay.
Diversification is also key.
Okay.
So leasing to different types of tenants, licensing the borehole, the billboard mast.
Right. We're not putting all our eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
What other risks should we be thinking about?
Well, there's always the risk of non-payment or default.
Oh, of course.
You know, the tenant who doesn't pay rent.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
It can be a real headache.
How do we protect ourselves from that?
Well, thorough due diligence on potential tenants.
Okay.
We need to assess their financial stability,
right.
Their track record.
Yeah.
You know, things like security deposits, guarantees in the lease agreement.
Okay.
Clear terms, penalties for non-payment, sometimes even a pre-agreed, you know, mediation process can help resolve disputes quickly.
Right. Being proactive.
Keep things running smoothly.
Protecting ourselves.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
What else?
What other risks are there?
Well, we have to consider environmental liabilities.
Okay.
What if there's flooding or contamination, something that affects businesses on the property?
I wouldn't want to be held responsible for something outside of my control.
Of course not. So we include clauses in the lease outlining tenant responsibilities for environmental issues.
Okay.
And then we explore, you know, insurance coverage.
Right, right. So shifting responsibility where it belongs.
Exactly.
Adding a safety net with insurance.
You got
what's next on our risk list?
Well, there's always legal and regulatory risks.
Okay.
This is where things can get a little tricky.
I bet.
You know, navigating legalities is never simple.
Never simple.
So we need to make sure that we have legally sound agreements, compliance with all local regulations,
right,
and that your interests are protected.
Yeah.
Working with competent legal experts is non-negotiable.
Absolutely, yeah.
They can, you know, help you draft agreements, address zoning, land use, all those other regulations.
Right, dotting our I's, crossing our T's.
Make sure everything's by the book.
making sure everything's by the book.
Yeah.
Sound like we need to bring in those legal professionals.
Absolutely.
All right. What else?
Well, there's always infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
public liability,
okay.
maintenance issues.
Okay.
Imagine a poorly maintained borehole
yeah.
leading to water contamination.
Oh, yeah.
Or a billboard that's not installed properly, causes an accident.
Yeah, we need to be prepared for those things.
We do.
What preventative measures can we take?
Well, first of all, clarity is key.
Okay.
We need to clearly define responsibilities for maintenance and repairs.
Right.
For both the owner
yeah.
and the tenant.
Okay.
Regular inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Catch potential problems early on.
Good.
And then insurance coverage, of course.
Right. So being proactive
protects you from liability claims.
Is the best approach.
Absolutely.
What about changes in land value?
Yes.
I know those can fluctuate.
They do.
And I don't want to lose money.
Of course not.
On my investment.
Smart thinking. So to mitigate that,
okay.
we include provisions in the lease agreement mm-hmm. for rent adjustments
okay.
based on land value or property tax changes.
All right. So building in that flexibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Periodic property valuations can also help yep. make sure you're getting a fair return.
Good. So we're adapting to the market. Not letting it dictate our fate.
Exactly.
What other risks should we be thinking about?
Well, there's always tenant and operator reliability.
Okay.
You know, we do our due diligence, but there's always a chance
right.
that the tenant might not live up to their end of the bargain.
It's the unfortunate reality of doing business.
It is, yeah.
So how do we minimize that risk?
Well, we need to be thorough.
Okay.
In vetting potential tenants, checking references,
mm-hmm.
scrutinizing their track record,
yeah.
you know, maybe even conducting background checks
okay.
if needed.
Right.
Building strong working relationships
yeah.
through open communication and trust.
Right. So it's about...
Can go a long way in preventing problems.
Choosing the right partners.
Absolutely.
And nurturing those relationships.
You got it.
Okay. Are there any other risks on the horizon?
Well, we can't forget about natural disasters,
yes.
those acts of God.
Those are always a possibility.
They are.
Yeah.
So insurance coverage for natural disasters is crucial.
Okay.
And any lease agreement should include
yeah.
a force majeure clause.
Force majeure. Refresh my memory on what that is.
Basically, it's a safety net.
Okay.
For the unexpected.
Right.
It outlines, you know, responsibilities and options
mm-hmm.
if some unforeseen event occurs.
Yeah. So we're prepared, like a natural disaster.
Even for the unexpected.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
And then, of course...
What about land use changes? You know, zoning regulations.
They can change over time.
We can change, yeah.
Which can impact, you know,
yeah.
what we can do with the property.
Right, exactly.
So to address that,
mm-hmm.
we're very clear about the intended land use.
Okay.
In the lease agreement.
Right.
And we can even outline a process
yeah.
for renegotiating if zoning changes occur.
Okay.
Or if the tenant's business plans change significantly.
Right. So we're building in those safeguards.
You got it.
To protect against potential shifts.
Absolutely.
In the regulatory landscape. It's all about being prepared.
It sounds like we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
This is a lot to process.
It is. It's remarkable how much we've uncovered
yeah.
about this property's potential.
We've only just begun to scratch the surface.
Yes, we have. We've only just begun.
Where do we go from here?
Well, hold on tight.
Okay.
We're going to shift gears
mm.
and delve even deeper
okay.
into the unique advantages
right.
this property offers.
I'm ready.
Get ready for some exciting revelations in part two.
I can't wait. See you there.
Welcome back. You know, we just scratched the surface of this property's potential.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive deeper.
So let's really get into what makes it special.
Yeah. What are those unique advantages you mentioned?
Okay. Well, let's start with the elephant in the room.
Okay.
The water scarcity in Gimu.
Yeah.
It's a challenge for a lot of folks.
Right.
But for you, it could be a golden opportunity.
Yeah. I see what you're getting at.
You know, we talked about installing a borehole, but how big of an advantage is that, really?
Yeah. I'm curious.
Well, think about it. You know, water.
Yeah.
It's the lifeblood. It's essential for everything.
For homes, businesses, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So with a borehole, you're not just a property owner. Mm. You become the solution to a really pressing need.
Yeah.
A reliable, convenient source of water.
And that translates into a profitable business.
Absolutely.
But how does the economics of water scarcity play out? Like in Gimu specifically.
Okay. So right now,
yeah.
people have to rely on inconsistent vendors. Or they have to travel long distances to get water.
Oh, okay.
which disrupts businesses, increases their costs.
Yeah, it's a hassle.
It's a daily hassle, you know?
Right, right.
So they're already paying for water.
Yeah.
But not reliably, not efficiently.
They were offering a better solution.
Exactly. Yeah. A solution that saves them time and money and generates a nice, steady income stream for you.
So we're taking a basic need and making it a win-win.
That's the idea.
It's not just selling water. It's like selling convenience and peace of mind.
Precisely. And that added value commands a premium.
It does.
Okay. So let's talk about another advantage.
Okay.
This property's positioning within this rapidly growing community.
Right. Yeah. We talked about the residential boom.
Yeah.
I'm eager to hear more about how we can, you know,
tap into that.
Really tap into that.
Okay. Remember that concentration of hardware stores, construction material vendors we saw in the market data?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a clear sign that Gimu is booming.
Yeah.
With construction, development.
More houses, more people.
Exactly. More demand.
More demand for everything.
Everything.
From groceries to household goods to services.
Yeah. Salons, restaurants, entertainment, you name it.
You got it.
The demand will just keep rising.
It will.
So we're not just catering to existing businesses.
No.
We're anticipating future growth.
That's the key.
All right. And let's not forget about that visibility. Oh, that prime visibility, Mombasa Road frontage.
That billboard mast is calling my name.
It's a marketing dream.
It is, yeah.
So let's unpack that a bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so first option, you could lease the mast to an advertising agency.
Yep.
They handle everything, you know, finding clients, designing campaigns, maintaining the billboard.
That's the hands-off approach. I like it.
It is a nice, steady stream of passive income.
Minimal effort from me.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we also talked about licensing, right?
Ah, yes, licensing.
Yeah.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
So remember, with licensing, you're granting someone else the right to operate the mast.
Well,
the infrastructure.
So they're responsible for everything.
Everything. Yeah. Maintenance, finding advertisers.
More involved for them.
It is.
But potentially more lucrative for me.
Potentially. Much more lucrative.
Okay. Break it down for me.
All right. So with leasing, you're essentially renting out the physical space on the mast.
Right.
So you get a fixed monthly rent, regardless of how much advertising revenue the agency generates.
It's stable.
It's stable, but it's
limited.
But limited, yeah, like renting out an apartment.
Okay, yeah, I get that analogy.
Now, licensing, on the other hand,
you're
granting the licensee the right to operate the entire billboard infrastructure.
Okay.
They handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you receive a percentage of their advertising revenue.
So my income is tied to their success.
Exactly.
If they do well, I do well.
That's the idea.
Higher risk, higher reward.
Higher risk, higher reward, yeah.
Okay, I like it.
All right, now remember that case study about the container parks?
Oh, yeah, with the unreliable utilities.
Struggling with water and electricity.
It was a real light bulb moment for me.
Right.
They're missing out.
They are.
And we can be the solution.
Precisely. Imagine if you install that three-phase electricity supply and the borehole.
Right.
You're not just improving your property.
Right.
You're creating this haven of reliability in a market that desperately needs it.
It's like a mini power and water utility company.
It is. You could even offer those services to neighboring businesses.
Wow. Okay.
Expanding your reach, your impact.
We're not just landlords. We're part of the community. This is exciting stuff.
It is.
But let's, you know. Let's not get too carried away. Yeah. We need to talk about those risks again.
Of course. Always important.
How do we navigate those potential challenges?
Yeah. So let's start with economic and market risks again.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, thorough market research.
Data-driven decisions.
It's our compass. Exactly.
All right.
Analyzing the financials.
Yeah.
Business models.
We're not relying on gut feelings.
No gut feelings. Data-driven.
Okay.
And of course, diversification.
Spreads that risk.
Our safety net.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about those tenants who don't pay rent?
It's a risk. Yeah,
it's a risk, unfortunately.
Your landlord wants to deal with that,
so we do our due diligence, vetting those tenants carefully,
right? Checking references, track records, background checks,
absolutely,
and those security deposits.
Yes, those are important.
Clear penalty clauses in the lease.
It's all part of the process.
Yeah, and building those strong relationships,
you can go a long way
with our tenants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Now, environmental liabilities.
Yeah,
we need to be proactive. Outline those tenant responsibilities.
Right, yeah.
Insurance coverage.
Protect the environment, protect ourselves.
Exactly.
Okay, what about those legal and regulatory risks?
This is where you need expert legal counsel.
Yeah.
Legally sound agreements.
Yeah.
compliance with regulations,
dotting our I's, crossing our T's,
understanding zoning, land use.
We're not taking any shortcuts.
Good. Infrastructure, public liability, maintenance.
Yeah, things break down.
They do.
Accidents happen.
So we're proactive there, too.
Mm.
Clear responsibilities, regular inspections, insurance.
Prevention is better than cure.
It is.
What about those changes in land value?
Yes, land value.
How do we make sure we're getting a fair return?
Well, we build in flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Rent adjustment clauses.
Right, tied to those land value fluctuations.
Exactly.
Property tax changes.
You got it.
And regular valuations.
Make sure you're staying ahead of the curve.
So we're adapting, not just reacting.
That's the key.
Okay, and those acts of God, natural disasters, you know.
Can't forget about those.
They happen.
Insurance is essential.
Mm-hmm.
And that force majeure clause in our agreements.
Right. We have a plan.
It's our safety net for the unexpected.
Okay. And land use changes, zoning regulations, all that.
Yeah, we're proactive there too.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly defining the intended land use.
Yeah.
In the agreement.
Right.
And a process for renegotiating.
If those regulations change.
Do things shift.
Or if the tenant's plans change. So we're building for today.
And for tomorrow.
And for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
This is a lot, but it's exciting.
It is. It's exciting.
This property has such potential.
Incredible potential.
But realizing that potential.
Takes a strategic approach.
It does, yeah.
And you've asked all the right questions.
Oh, I'm trying.
You're clearly the kind of investor.
Yeah.
Who's prepared to take on this challenge.
I appreciate that.
So in part three.
Yeah.
We're going to tie everything together.
Okay.
Leave you with a clear picture of what this property can become.
All right.
How it can contribute not just to your success,
mm-hmm.
but to the success of the entire GEMU community.
I can't wait.
It's going to be good.
See you in part three. Okay. So we're back, ready to wrap up our deep dive into this GEMU estate property.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah, we've uncovered a lot. Let's recap, you know, remind ourselves what we've talked about.
All right, so we started with that prime location
mm-hmm.
right next to the Defqi-Athi River interchange.
On Mombasa Road.
Mombasa Road, that's key.
Major, major plus.
And close to Crystal Rivers Mall.
Can't forget that.
Add a bonus for sure.
And then that incredible visibility.
Oh, yeah.
Right on Mombasa Road.
Prime frontage.
Like a built-in advertisement.
Exactly, no matter what you decide to do there.
And then we talked about ways to make money with the property.
Right.
You know, we could lease it as is.
It's a basic lease.
Yeah, get some income.
But we realize.
But there's more. There's got to be more.
Strategic improvements could really boost that income potential.
That three-phase electricity supply.
Oh, yeah.
Welding shops, car washes, even light manufacturers.
Businesses would be lining up.
And then addressing the water shortage with a borehole.
Not only smart business,
yeah.
but a real service to the community.
A win-win.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the billboard mast.
Passive income dream.
Leasing or licensing.
So many options.
And then that market data. It was eye-opening.
It was. Really painted a picture of GEMU.
Yeah. All those thriving businesses. There's
lots of energy.
Groceries, restaurants, services.
Strong consumer base.
People with money to spend.
And those hardware stores, construction suppliers.
Showed us the growth.
Ongoing development.
And the
markets hungry for more.
And that case study, those container parks.
Ah.
Affordable but empty.
Because of unreliable utilities.
Water and electricity.
Exactly. The problem.
That we can solve.
With this property.
So we're not just developing a property. We're filling a need.
And becoming part of the community's success.
Powerful stuff. But we got to talk risks.
Always.
Got to be realistic, right?
So first, those economic and market risks.
Yeah.
Thorough market research is crucial.
The data-driven decisions, always.
And diversification, our safety net.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Wise words.
And what about those tenants who don't pay rent?
Due diligence is key.
Vetting, background checks, references, security
to.
Deposits, penalty clauses.
All part of protecting yourself.
And building those good relationships with your tenants.
Communication is key.
Then there's the environment, those liabilities.
We gotta be proactive.
Tenant responsibilities, insurance, preventative measures.
Protect the environment, protect your investment.
Okay. Legal and regulatory risks, always tricky.
Expert legal counsel is a must.
Yeah, make sure everything's by the book.
Legally sound, compliant, no surprises.
Infrastructure, maintenance, things break down.
Proactive approach there, too.
Clear responsibilities, inspections, insurance.
Stay ahead of those problems.
Changes in land value. How do we adapt?
Rent adjustments, property valuations. Stay flexible.
Right. Ride those market waves.
Exactly.
And those unpredictable events, natural disasters.
Insurance, force majeure clauses.
Got to have a plan, even for the unexpected.
Always be prepared.
And zoning, land use, regulations can change.
So we're clear about intended use, and we have a process for renegotiating.
We're thinking ahead.
Long-term vision.
So what's the bottom line?
This property is all about potential. A growing market, a need for reliable utilities, a chance to be part of something bigger.
And with careful planning, smart investments.
And a proactive approach to risk.
This could be something truly remarkable.
More than just an investment, it's making a difference.
Yeah. Contributing to GEMU, creating jobs, improving lives.
Exactly.
We've explored the potential, the risks, the opportunities.
You've asked all the right questions.
Well, I try.
And now the decision is yours.
Yeah, a big decision, but hopefully...
Oh, you've given you the information you need.
To make it with confidence.
Remember, fortune favors the bold.
Especially the prepared ones.
That's the key.
Well, we're excited to see what you do with this opportunity.
Good luck.
Until next time, happy investing, everyone at